Yeah.
But I just remember in court.
Are we on air now? Oh, we're on the air now. We're on the air now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're on the air.
We're just talking to Kevin Smith, who's in town. He's got a big Q&A thing going on at the Vogue Theater on July the 9th, and I have a son who you are officially his mentor. He, after chasing Amy, he went into film school. He's been making films since he was 14 and went to Cap College this year, and I just woke him up out of his, you know, because he's got the summer off right now. So he's trying to get his lame ass out of bed to come down and meet you. But
is it summer here?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, it's officially summer. But I wanted to thank you personally for giving him some direction, whether you knew it or not, just by your film and how much power that had over him.
Right on. But if it doesn't pan out,
well, I mean, you know what?
I'm not taking that bullet.
No. He's perfectly happy. He's still living in the house. I just got to figure out how to get him to hell out of the house,
right,
and how long. What's the gestation period of a film director or maker of film?
I was home with mom and dad till about 22, 23.
Oh, that's okay. I can live with that.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Right on.
And
it's
gonna,
a couple more years.
Oh, good.
Get in the boot. And then you can live off his ass for the rest of your
life. Yeah. Now, is there a clever way to get him out of the house when that time comes? Or you just, you know, basically haul off and yard him with your boot in the ass and kick him out on the street?
Boot in the ass works.
Yeah.
If he makes a film and it gets picked up, he'll go. So anything you could do to help.
So if Jake could get him a deal with Miramax.
That would help.
That would help.
Perfect.
That would totally help.
Well, anyway.
So you actually are familiar with Vancouver because you came to film school. You're from New Jersey, but you went to film school here.
I did. Back in 92, I went to the Vancouver Film School, which still exists, I guess. It's on Hastings,
yep.
But I used to go when it was on Hamilton.
How'd you end up here?
At that time, in 92, it was the only school of its kind that offered like a real hit-and-run program. It wasn't a degree program, like you didn't have to go to college for 4 years. It was 8 months in and out.
Right.
So I was way down with that. A couple of years later, a bunch of them opened up down in the States, but this was the first one that I'd ever heard of.
So you got a big Q&A thing going on at the Vogue, and $50 a ticket, and I mentioned that to my son. They've already you met Heather. She's in our finance group. She's already gone out to meet you. She's
right on.
She's such a big fan. She's got every one of your movies, and you'll be autographing those, I assume.
First time. Usually, though, those Q&As go, I'll get up on stage and go for hours. Like the longest,
how long?
The longest one I did was 7 hours.
No kidding.
Can you believe that there are that many questions that could possibly be asked? But, yeah, we went 7 hours. This one, I think, we'll go about 5. We're going to start at 7 and probably wrap up at midnight or 1 o'clock.
How did you get into film? How did you? Why did you want to say, hey, that's what I want to do?
I saw this independent film back in 91 called Slacker that Richard Linklater made. And I was like, well, if this counts as a movie, I could make a movie. So suddenly I got interested in filmmaking.
That's great. So you're acting, too. You're here to act in a movie.
Right. I've been up in town since the beginning of May shooting this movie called Catch and Release that's been shooting around town.
With a certain Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner's in it, and Timothy Oliphant is in it, the dude who's on Deadwood, and been in a bunch of stuff. Juliette Lewis, this dude named Sam Jaeger, Fiona Shaw. It's really... really cool flick. It's kind of I would hesitate to call it a chick flick, but it kind of is at the same time. But I think I'm there to ensure that it doesn't go just as a chick flick.
Right. Now, Degrassi High is also one of your favorite shows.
Huge.
You know, I grew up with it as well. It goes way back there, and they've come back. You asked Ben to be at it. Ben had kind of a cute answer. I was reading it in the paper. He said, "Come on, bud. The way things have been going here lately, do I make that move?" And you said, "No, it's a good move."
I tried to talk him into it, but he was just like, "I'm getting my ass kicked in the press. How's it going to look? I show up on a Canadian teen soap opera."
Ben Affleck. Can we talk about it? Because you're pals with him.
Yes.
Can we talk about him for a minute?
Yes. Hell of a guy. Sweet guy.
Yeah. Because you kind of, I guess Chasing Amy, he was in that.
He's been in, I made 6 films. He's been in 5 of them.
And he, at that time, he was like this underground guy. He was like Parker Posey or something.
Right. And then he blew up in a big way because he ran from the space rock in Armageddon, right?
Right.
And then suddenly he was huge. And Good Will Hunting, of course, put him over the top.
And he's happy with Jennifer Garner now?
Yeah, they seem very happy with one another.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, I mean, Sydney Bristow, man. Like, did you ever watch Alias? You ever watch it?
Yeah, yeah. She's
happy.
Sweet.
Talking to Degrassi, I'm actually going home tomorrow, going back to Los Angeles, because we're doing a signing for the Degrassi Season 2 box set just came out, and two of the kids, Stacey Farber and Adama Ruggiero, are going to go to our store. I have a comic book store in Los Angeles called Jane Silent Bob Secret Stash, and we're doing a signing there tomorrow. for the Degrassi kids, with the Degrassi kids. So, yeah, I can't get away from Degrassi. I did 3 episodes last year. I was on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing myself.
Well, you know, you go way back when in its inception and remembering how pregnancy and all the issues that were never talked about anywhere else in American television.
Oh, right.
And this one, like, hit you right between the eyes. It started off very slow. It was bigger than Dawson Creek. And maybe Dawson Creek, you know, took a page out of that.
Right.
But back then, that was the thing that shocked you.
I think 90210 took a page out. The OC takes a page out. Because Degrassi's been around in various incarnations for 25 years now. Going back to the original kids at Degrassi Street, then junior high. Then they did Degrassi Talks. Then they were choir for a little while. And then they came back in a big way with the current show, The Next Generation. So it's a show that was ahead of its time then and is still ahead of its time. They did a storyline last year, the year before, 2 years back, about abortion. One of the kids got an abortion on the show, and they won't even air the episode down in the States.
Yeah.
So, you know, more liberal up here. You guys get away with all the fun stuff like abortion.
Yeah. Are you juggling a lot of projects currently?
I mean, right now I'm pretty much committed to Catch and Release until July 22nd, and then we start ramping up to shoot... Clerks 2, The Passion of the Clerks.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's yeah. I was almost going to be shooting that this summer, but Catch and Release kind of popped up. So September, we start shooting on that.
Now, independent film, and I'm basically trying to ask this question for my son, and,
right on.
And because I'll probably be funding it. there's always that opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you go about getting into these indie shows? You basically, like, you know, we have air checks on radio. So you send the check in, you send the small little portion of your movie. Is that basically what you do? You keep showing it? How do you get your independent film shown?
With our flick, we submitted to the Sundance Film Festival and back in 94, and it got picked up. It got chosen, which was kind of cool because, you know, at that point, I think they were getting 400, 600 submissions a year, and they only chose 16. And to be one of the 16 was reward enough. And then it got picked up by Miramax and kind of took off like that. Film festival is your best hope for exposure. Although now, you know, people can use the internet in such an interesting way because you could throw up clips or even a whole feature to kind of get it out there. And it helps to just have a movie that creates buzz that people talk about or something that people haven't seen before.
Kevin Smith is our very special guest. We're just honored to have you here, and I hope you can stick around for a little bit more. We got a few questions. Can
I'm
you?
Stick, it's the white spot. Where am I going?
Yeah, baby. Get the triple O, double O, and drag it through the garden. We're going to come right back. And Marty, what do you got coming up?
Well, let's see what's going on in the news. How about this? A woman in Kentucky is suing a local radio station, 102.5, after the DJ promised to give away $100,000. To the first caller, this old chestnut.
The candy bar?
Yeah, well, she got in, she was the first caller, and she thought she was going to win $100,000, and the guy said, and he gave her $100,000 chocolate bar, and now she's suing. She wants $100,000. She's demanding the $100,000. I think she should demand that her disc jockeys find some more original bits, personally.
When did we do that?
That's
20 years ago?
That bit's been around forever.
Yeah. So we've got more coming up. We've got Kevin Smith. I'll give you a few headlines. That's coming up in 30 seconds.
On the job.